When MSU's Richard Sherman speaks of the French connection, think great music instead of classic film. The music of French masters is at the heart of the respected flute professor's new recording entitled Bucolique. It's the third such disc in a series of works for flute and piano. Sherman's instruments has deep roots in French and even ancient culture. In this conversation with WKAR's Peter Wharf, Richard explains how French composers transformed the flute from a pastoral melodic instrument into a virtuosic one.
The flute could all of a sudden travel like a violinist could do.
Right.
And so all these showpieces were written that became a little bit insipid over time, lots of themes and variations and things like that. And so that became the emphasis of the French school. And so a lot of it was, what can you do with vibrato? What can you do with tone color? What can you do with nuance? And so the first French album I did were the pretty more recognizable pieces. And then I just kept applying for grants, and Michigan State University is very, very keen and supportive of projects of this nature. The second one was an homage to French composers who also wrote flute etudes, so studies that I make my students do. Right. And the third one I never expected to get funded for, works that are either out of print or they're not readily available. And they have certainly not been recorded readily or regularly.
But to classical music lovers, I think in some ways this is the most interesting of the three recordings. You have some uber-romantic sounds from some of these composers, and then other styles that are sort of on the edge of the 19th and 20th centuries.
I would agree. The Malmbrun piece particularly has a harmonic language that is very hard to classify. I tend to, you know, be a romantic at heart, but I like to keep myself interested, both harmonically and expressively. So I'm always looking for pieces that might be of interest to, first and foremost, to myself, and then I want to share them with other people and get them enthusiastic about them.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with MSU flute professor Richard Sherman. He's also, of course, the principal flutist of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Speaking of composers that might not be household names, you open with the music of Gabriel Grosvenor, and to me it was such a joyous opening to the disc.
Yeah, I have this great love of Puccini opera, and I like the immediacy and the heartfeltness, if that's a word, of the best arias from Puccini opera. And even though this is a French piece, I think that the romance, the first movement, is incredibly operatic and sounds Italian to me. So it appealed to me in my operatic sensibilities.
Talk a little bit about the most well-known composer besides Debussy in your new recording, Louis Durey.
Durey, yeah.
Known as maybe the least famous of Lacis, right?
Yeah, but it sort of follows. It's funny that you should say that, because I remember my former teacher at the Eastman School did a recital of Lacis flute and piano music when I was still a student. And of all the works, including Poulenc's Sonata, I liked this one the most. And I thought, I don't understand why this piece isn't played more. I think there's an innocence to it. The first movement particularly is very childlike and very, very optimistic. The second movement is very, very plaintive, and the last movement just sounds like, you know, sleigh ride almost to me. It has a very festive kind of snowy day kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I agree. And in some ways, this work in the new collection touches on the widest range of emotions.
I find that I was never really drawn to the bravura show pieces. I thought they were always kind of shallow. Mm. And I thought that, yeah, any monkey can get around an instrument. But what you say in terms of phrasing and color is what is, to me, where it's at.
Richard Sherman is professor of flute at Michigan State University, principal flutist of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. What's it like for you to navigate that world of solo and chamber music and orchestral player? Not a lot of people do that.
Nor did I ever think I would, frankly.
You've said that.
I've always seen myself as an orchestral flutist first.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought best suited my skill set.
Why did you think you would originally go in that direction? It's just the love of the repertoire, that type of playing. What was it?
Well, my dad told me that I was at the Eastman School, that I was going to be independent when I was 21. And I had started as a music education major. And since I decided to change my major from music ed to performance, the quickest way to get employed, from the way I saw it, was to get into an orchestra. And I was just naive enough or optimistic enough to think, well, someone's got to get the job. Why shouldn't it be me?
And good enough.
And you know, so I always, you know, the buck stops with me. I've always felt that way. I can't blame anybody else for my lack of application or whatever. So part of it was a practical dimension that I wanted to get employed. But I also thought, and I still feel, that the greatest works for us are in the orchestra. Now, some people might argue that, but we don't have a Brahms sonata. We don't have much Debussy. But in the orchestra, we have Lemaire, and we have all sorts of...
Daphnis and Claude.
That's actually his counterpart. You know, with Ravel, you know, those rivals, those friends, whatever they were at the time. You can't beat it.
This week I was listening to Dvorak Eighth,
which is a flute concerto.
Richard, it's always a pleasure to listen to you and to have you today on WKAR.
That's my pleasure, Peter.
Richard Sherman is professor of flute at Michigan State University and principal flutist of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.